this one's gonna be a good one. Interesting. So Sarah and I have been going to this new church. New to us, new to the city. I've never willingly gone to church. I've never considered myself Christian. I still do not. I would consider myself, I'm definitely Christian leaning in my spiritual path or spiritual walk, spiritual concepts, but that's purely in my guess, or my words would be because I was raised in a Western Christian society, so everything regarding God and spirituality was modeled through a Christian lens. I 100% believe people that are raised in other cultures where the predominant religion is different from Christianity, they are leaning towards that direction. But my point is that, and I've shared this a little bit with y'all, is that I've got a desire to learn more about God and spirit, learn more about Jesus, learn more about the book, see what areas or areas in which I align with religion in that context, and where I don't. And you know, I crave this community or this place to talk about spirituality that's a little bit more, in 12-step, we talk a lot about spirituality, but it's kind of whitewashed out. We don't want to step on toes because everyone's welcome. So I just want to go to a place where you can talk about God and spirit and not be too out of the ordinary. But at this moment, really, it's really more my wife's bumping up into this cross-section of, you know, these hard-line beliefs from almost every religion is, you know, everybody's so open. Let me rephrase. Most of the people that I really enjoy are very open. They're accommodating. They're, you know, usually more liberal in their beliefs. They're welcoming. They're accepting of people from different walks of life. But particularly around religion, at some point, push is going to come to shove, and a person has to declare, put a stake in the ground as to whether they believe a few key things, right? Like, you know, a couple of these guys, the way I kind of ended up going to this church was I would have, you know, coffee with these, you know, pastor guys, and, you know, I really enjoyed talking to them, and they talked in such a broad, open way, and the pastor's message in a lot of ways is broad enough for me to fit into it. And they both were kind of like, and I talk a lot about Rob Bell because I quite like Rob Bell's perspective. I like the fact that, you know, he's a lot more, his messaging is a lot more broad. And he talks about God and spirit. And you know, I have a tendency that when I disagree with something, I just X the whole thing out. In other words, I've done that in a lot of ways for a very long time about the Bible and Christianity and religion, is a lot of the shit is so old and so outdated that I just go, oh my God, there's a lot of good stuff in there, but oh my God, there's a lot of bullshit in there. You're out. I'm not even going to fucking read it. And so, you know, Rob Bell's kind of helped me a lot of that. If y'all are looking for some really great books, Everything is Spiritual is probably one of the best books I've read. Rob Bell's Everything is Spiritual, the first book I read straight through and turned around and read it again. Actually, I listened to it. The other one is What is the Bible? I recently listened to Sex in the Bible, which is, you know, Sex and God. But boy, my skin crawls whenever I, you know, take what we know in the modern world today and apply it to a lot of the stuff that's in the book, into that, the Bible. And I just go, how can someone still believe some of these things? The reason I said this was going to be interesting is my wife was not raised around the church or in kind of a Christian culture. And so she's had, you know, she's been one of the, you know, drivers of us going to church. And so she raised the question with the pastor about sex before marriage and same-sex marriage. And so, boy, what ends up happening is, and so many people do this, they go, oh, everybody's equal and everybody has the right to love who they want to love. And, you know, if they want to live together before they get married, fine. They want to have sex before they're married, fine. You know, if they're, you know, same-sex relationships, you know, that's all great. And then you go, yeah, but do you think those people should be able to get married? Or, yeah, do you think it's, I know you think they're nice and stuff, but do you think that it's wrong that same-sex couples are together? Or do you think it's wrong that people are having sex before marriage? And you really push someone to it, and at the end of the day, they go, well, no, it's wrong. Or, you know, the book says, this is the same book that said we should stone people that were adulterers, even if, you know, and I could be making this up, but even if a married lady was raped, that it's her fault and that she could get stoned to death. Or someone that is gay or didn't agree with different, you know, that lied, they would get stoned to death, right? So this is the same book we're talking about. And they go, well, in the book says, you know, a marriage between a man and a woman. And I just go, in my mind, I'm like, how can you still think that, right? Like, I was listening to, this was probably an 8-year-old interview, it was a Rob Bell interview about homosexuality, and he's getting interviewed. It was, you know, not much longer after his Love Wins book came out and kind of went away from the church. And there's this guy, you know, they're on a radio show, and there's one kind of more fundamentalist guy, and he's debating Rob, and Rob's being a lot more liberal when they're talking about it. And the guy goes, you know, do you think though, you know, when he said marriage between a man and a woman, do you just think that Jesus knew about this, or that God knew about this, and he, you know, said, you know, well, now he's evolved, now this perspective is evolved? Or do you think that, you know, verbiage in the book, you know, was true back then 2,000 years ago and is now true today? And, you know, Rob was just, you know, he's like, I just think it's more complicated than that. And I also think that, you know, there's plenty of same-sex couples that are married that are committed and faithful and monogamous and all the check boxes. If you just line up what a Christian marriage or a Christian relationship should look like, they check all the boxes. And yet, you know, they're a same-sex couple. They've always been, you know, attracted to same sex, and you know, that's what it is. And so many people, they just have such a problem with that. They don't
Yeah, they still go. Super annoying because I got cut off, but yeah, there's this. It's just, how do you resolve this? The other thing that I probably talked for another 10 minutes and didn't realize I wasn't recording, but, you know, how do you have these opposing views? For example, you know, as much as I'm saying about how preposterous this is, that, you know, a lot of religions still believe in this, you know, black and white type thinking on a couple of really hot topics, is, you know, there's also a lot of really great things about, you know, community and religious communities. And, you know, I enjoy the messaging from the front of the room. I enjoy enjoy learning messages from the Bible. You know, I enjoy the community. And yet, you know, there are these topics that are just like, I cannot even, knowing what we know today, how can you still have this real black and white thinking? And you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I have a lot more experience with being around groups of people that I do not see eye to eye with. In other words, there's a lot of people that I grew up with that are in my family that we do not agree and we do not see things the same way, right? But I'm used to that, right? I'm used to like that opposing tension of, you know, coming up in a small town Christian environment and or even just a different political environment, right? We have opposing views on different topics, but yet we can still see the good in each other, etc. And so when it comes to attending a church and going to a group and community and dinners and writing a check, a donation check, right? You know, how do you, you know, write checks and go around this place where you get a lot of great value, but yet at the end of the day, when it comes to a couple hot topics, you just don't see eye to eye, or you just disagree. It's just so freaking weird. It is so, I just look at, I'm able to go to church and talk about the book because I look at everything as metaphor. I don't take things literally, right? I do not think that they rolled a rock away and fucking Jesus had risen from the dead and he wasn't really there, right? I don't believe that. You know, I don't really believe that there is a, you know, huge, even just this is something that I always come to. When they talk about Jesus said all are saved. All are saved. Not just the Christians. Not just the ones that believe them or recognize them. All are saved. And then they go, but here's a list of all the things you need to do to be righteous and good and blah, blah, blah in God's eyes. But he said all are saved. It's almost like all are saved. Regardless of what you do, all are saved. And I think that it's this human construct to go, well, yeah, but you've got to do all these good things. You got to believe this and you got to do that and you can't do wrong and you can't sin or whatever, because I think that's a human construct of right and wrong, right? We can't go, you can't be a total D-bag and still be saved. But I think I'm leaning a lot more to, as I learn more and grow more in my spiritual life, that I think God is agnostic in a lot of ways. In other words, I don't think God looks at things as, oh, this is a good thing and this is a bad thing. This person is a good person and this person is a bad person. You know, I just don't, you know, everybody's trying to make so much sense about, you know, when good things happen, oh, it must be God inspired. And when bad things happen, it was the devil or whatever. You know, oh, it was meant to be. It's just another way of us going, we don't freaking know, right? But anyway, maybe if any of y'all have any topics or any experience, sorry, on these, you know, these maybe going to a religious organization and just not believing what the group believes. And how do you work that out to, you know, be able to go and enjoy the good things and all the neat stuff that come from being a part of a group and, you know, hearing great messages and being around people that are kind and generous and of service and all this kind of stuff. But yet when push comes to shove, you're going, I don't believe what you believe, right? It's interesting. Anyway, if you know anybody that would benefit from hearing a message like this or a podcast like this, make sure you share it with them. And as always, I'd love a written review or rating on your favorite podcast platforms, primarily Apple, iTunes, and Spotify. Holler at your boy. I love you.